Jewelry Repair Professionals, may I help you?
Hey, this is Troy Cordell over with RDI Diamonds. Is Jean in?
She stepped out for a little bit.
She stepped out. You know when she'll be back in?
No, not for sure.
Okay.
She's the wife of the boss, so
yeah,
no
yeah.
telling.
gosh. Can you take a message for me, please? It's very
okay.
Important. Troy Cordell, RDA Diamonds. I had spoke with her yesterday.
Yesterday.
I sent some paperwork to her on an email for her to send and send back. I'm going to do the same thing today, is just send it, just in case she overlooked it or probably lost it. So it's in her email. I need that sent back to us. And I'm trying to see if she, I need her to pick out at least one or two things so we can test this out and get some product into her store on a memo.
Okay.
Okay, so my purpose is to get something overnighted to her today for tomorrow or before this weekend. That's the goal.
So what are we testing?
I'm
the owner.
Oh, you're the owner.
Yes.
This is Alan.
Yes.
Okay, Alan, have you done business with RDI or heard of us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did business with you all one time, but that's been 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Why did you stop? What happened?
Honestly, I could beat your prices.
Okay, so you know some things have changed and we've grown exponentially. So I'm not just a representative here. I'm actually a specialist and consultant. So we're taking a different type of approach. And me, myself, if you're getting a call from me, then that means you're a VIP customer, because I'm only going to try to work with VIPs that I can do business with. And my goal is to get you up by 10 to 20% or even more. For the year, and that's what I'm going to do. I am monitoring trends. I'm monitoring all the algorithms and so forth on social media. So I'm doing a lot of homework behind the scenes that I'm bringing to the table for you, like yourself, Alan. So if you go my way, your reps, your location, you're going to make more money than what you're doing now. I mean, I know you guys are smart cookies and you've been in business and doing what you've been doing, but everybody wants to make more money, and everybody doesn't know everything or have everything. And, yes, you do have, good prices with your other competitors, but we both know there's diamonds are not the same. You can't compare, one diamond
exactly.
to another diamond.
Right? I've been doing this for 48 years.
There you go.
I understand.
So do me a favor. Let me show you what I could do and what the changing of times can now bring to you by working with RDI Diamonds, because it's a whole different type of realm now. And then we're also, dealing with the creation of the lab diamond, which is pretty much about become super saturated out here. And our naturals are making a strong comeback. Right now, as you notice, we're in the busiest season. It's, wedding and anniversary season, and everybody wants to travel. I'm seeing on social, the generation now, they're taking so many selfie pictures of themselves and they want to be seen. People are now going out to more festivals and more activities and want to, have more life. And because of these smartphones and digital cameras, enhancement in cosmetics, jewelry, hair, nails, just trying to beautify and have those amenities on themselves, it's taken over. So that's why we're seeing this increase in diamonds and jewelry coming back. So with that being said, we're in May. It's time to ramp up. The stores that I've been working with have ramped up. So they're not about to miss the boat, and that's what I want to help you, is not miss the boat. Get a couple products that you normally don't have in the store, because I'm seeing, out of 10 people, half your people's probably come in the store, they're browsing, and they probably came there maybe once or even twice, but you know what they did? They saw the same thing, right? You go to the store, you see the same thing, you're like, I know they got that, and, you know, let me see if there's somebody else that got something different. All right, so right now I'm giving you a chance and opportunity to let me memo you a couple pieces, maybe even more if you need it. You got a couple weeks to work on this, ramp yourself up for the new summer here, months on this trend that's happening. And obviously we're coming in the last quarter where people are kind of exhausting their tax money and their savings and their disposable income. So, you know, people's going to start taking vacations and all that type of stuff. So they need what you have. You see what I mean? You see where I'm going with this?
I do. Okay. Do I agree with everything that you're saying? No.
And that's right, and you got your perspective on it. And what is it that you don't what do you disagree on, if you can enlighten me?
My biggest disagreement is memoing. I have had this done before. I've had stones memoed sent to me. I've had merchandise memoed sent to me. And all it ever does is cost me to ship it back.
Okay, so, you know, let me overcome that for you. If you're having to ship it back, that's telling me, one, do you have sales reps that's selling these products, or is it yourself, or who's selling it? Who's presenting it?
We are, myself, our social media.
Okay.
I mean,
so that's telling me that, one, the type of audience that you're trying to attract is either not coming in to the location. It depends on the time of year when you got those items and the economy that's surrounding at that time. So these are the factors that I'm looking at that could have impacted that. And also, you know, like you said, you've been doing this for a very long time. I have seen great people. And keep in mind, you know, and this is definitely not an attack on you or anyone. Some people, you know, we keep having birthdays, right? I mean, even myself, I got gray hairs all over the place. You know, you have these birthdays, and what do we do when we, you know, keep having these birthdays? We get settled, and we get set in our ways, and we get, you know, complexed into how we keep doing things, right? So for us to reinvent the wheel, we kind of, you're like, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm okay. But guess what happened? The recessions, depressions, increase in everything that's out here, right? So that increase, but what we're bringing to the table or what we're making, if that's remaining the same, we're kind of digging ourselves a hole. So sometimes we do got to kind of reinvent the wheel. That's where a consultant comes into play, because they, you know, take themselves out of the mindset. They think outside the box. They present different ideas to places like yourself so that you can kind of say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I've been doing this for, you know, over 20-plus years, but you know what? Maybe I might try something a little new, you know? Just like the car industry. They had the motors, right? Next thing you know, they're putting in electric motors, right? Look what happened to Kodak. Kodak was the biggest filmmaker. They're based out of Rochester, New York. I mean, they're huge. They're everywhere. But they missed the digital camera era, and then you're thinking that, you know, the film what industry will remain strong, and look what happened. They went bankruptcy and blew a multi-billion-dollar company because they missed the boat on going digital. I'm just saying that for your company here, the reason why I'm giving you a call, one, is to present this type of consulting to you and trying to help you on a different perspective. Definitely not trying to change your lifestyle, but also I'm just trying to enhance it, to ameliorate it. So if you take this approach now, like I said, we're in prime season for you to take advantage of a memo. And you haven't done business like that within, you know, you said yourself, a couple years. With us, we've changed. We've, you know, worked out what we needed to work out. We see what's actually happening right now. I right now I'm looking at Ovals and Marquise that are taking off. I would, again, love to send you something even today. If you wanted something right now, I can get you something literally in your hands tomorrow, work on it on the weekend, and, you know, it's payday coming up on the bi-weekly, so this will be a prime date. People are going to, you know, got the wedding dates and so forth that's on top. Just an example, one of my other clients, what they've been doing is they've been working with the e-commerce of their county, and they're looking at to who's applying for marriage certificates in the upcoming year and stuff like that. And by doing that, they're sending out flyers and mailers to those people through the e-commerce, and you can do a FOIL Act, Freedom of Information Act, to get that type of information. And, you know, there's some clientele for you there. So I'm giving you some of my gems here, my friend. But, you know, I want to get you, you know, at least some different pieces that's working in your location to get those customers in, and then you can start having those conversations and closing that deal. Does that sound good?
Well, it does. And
thank you.
Let me say this. Let me say this, okay?
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, and the only thing that hurts us, it's not having the inventory. It's the name of our business. We are just literally covered up with repair work and custom work. We have discussed changing our name just so people don't think we're just jewelry repair professionals. And that's where I feel a lot of our downfall is. You know, nobody wants to give their bride-to-be an engagement ring from a jewelry repair shop. Don't get me wrong, we are selling a lot of lab-growns, a lot of them. But we don't exactly have the right name for sales.
Okay. So
now, we have showcases, and we have all kinds of jewelry. One thing that people do like about us is they come to our store and they know they can see jewelry here that they don't see everywhere else. Why? Because we do a lot of estate sales.
Okay, so there you go. You have a different niche there. You know what is hindering, you know, your business on the name. And on a you take a strategic process and you actually take the time to do that. You said you've been dealing with your name for, obviously you've been in business for what, over 20 years, you said, right? Right? Is that correct?
48 years.
Let me double it. 48 years. All right. So, you know, almost half a century's coming up. You've had this name. You've built the reputation and did what you do, done. And you already know that that's a problem. So if, in all due respect, but if you keep procrastinating on that problem of just that name change, think about the outcome. How much money is it really costing you because of that name change, of the potential clientele that would actually come to your location because of that name change, right? So it's probably costing you maybe even tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales that you could have probably been sitting on your boat and, you know, in Tahiti or somewhere, you know what I mean? Because you haven't just did your due diligence of just changing the name. So how about this? Why don't you get some, you know, take a day or two, ponder it, get that name change done. I mean, it definitely is not a hard thing to do. I mean, you'll still have your tax ID number. All you got to do is just go down to your
I can just call up my CPA and tell him.
Exactly, and then get you a new billboard made, and that right there, you know, I'll have a new name change, and you got some marketing on there, and you know, people be like, oh wow, you know what? They'll think it's a new store. or a new business where if it's under new management coming in. So if you have this new name change and you have this new stuff, and then you have the same inventory that's coming that you have, people are going to be like, okay, well, what's different? Okay, your name is different. You're probably getting more people in. But then it goes back to what I said earlier of half your people is going to come into your location, see items that they've probably seen before, and there's nothing really eye-catching to them that's going to warrant them to get anything past a mass-manufactured $40 per carat to make lab diamond that is being overpriced and oversaturated in the market right now. You know what I mean? And people are going to have buyer's remorse on. So, again, that leads me back to missing the boat. If you don't take care of this before January 1st and you don't have any, you know, eye-catching things in January 1st, you've got the busiest wedding season and everything that's happening that's around, and you're going to miss that boat. So I'm trying to help you prevent that. So I think we had a really productive business call today. We made some groupthink or synergy, whatever you want to call it. You got a nice plan of action on what you know. Now you know what you need to do. I gave you some great consulting advice as to, you know, what steps you might need to take and some other avenues that you might want it to travel down. The only thing that's missing is RDI Diamonds being part of that, and we're having this nice business relationship where I can start getting you to trust into me as well as RDI Diamonds. And let's try this memo thing out again, because that's how we do business. I have free overnight shipping. You know what, take a piece or two, let me send you something, you take a piece or two, work on it, and you show just our diamonds when you have a side-by-side and say, hey, listen, I got this piece here. I mean, look at the brilliance of this. I mean, look at the fire. It definitely comes out. You know, you go with the size. You're asking your customer, hey, what do you do for a living? What's your plans? What's your five-year goals? You got any promotions coming up? Are you guys going to be buying a house? Like, how many kids you have? You know, what's your financing? Those are the questions that you ask when you're qualifying, you know, a person. Not just, you know, hey, you want a diamond and, you're getting married. Well, congratulations. All right, well, here, let me ring you up and get you out the door. No, you, like you said, you've been here 48 years. Built that business relationship with them, ask some great questions, so then now not only they're coming to you, their sons and daughters are coming to you, and then their grandkids are coming to you, and now you're upselling. Hey, you know what? I got some earrings here, and that's another thing with RDA Diamonds that maybe you don't know. We actually have some different jewelry. We got studs. We got tennis bracelets. I got a nice website. I'm going to send you an email. Browse our inventory and see if there's something that you can, you know, put into your repertoire of jewelry in a showcase. And that right there, it might be different than what something that you do have that it will catch their eye and the quality that's there. And you also said that, you know what, you're struggling because of the name that you have. Obviously, by changing that, but then if you're telling your buyers, hey, these are RDI diamonds, right, that right there is going to stand out with them. And then they're going to be like, hey, wow, I'm getting an RDI diamond? Like, seriously, I'm getting one of those? They're going to be amazed by that, and that is going to be your selling point as well. So I'm giving you a lot of selling points on what to do, but you got to.
But who knows about RDI diamonds? What customers out there say, oh, I'm getting an RDI diamond?
And that's why you're going to be educating them. Me and you, I'll have a conversation with you. You're going to have my number. So this is another product that you're getting. If you make an appointment, Troy, you call me up. Hey, Troy, listen, I got an appointment coming in Saturday. What's today? Today's what, Tuesday, right? So you're like, okay, Troy, I got, you know what, to be honest with you, I got something I'm working in on Saturday. I got an appointment. I made some calls. I did a little marketing. I took a day, and I made probably about 50 calls, you know, just to people to say, you know what, hey, I got some new stuff coming in. I know it's a, you know, this type of season. I want to show you what I got. And you know, out of those 50 calls, you got like five people coming in, right, on Saturday. So then you call me up and you say, you know what, Troy, I got these five people coming in on Saturday. What questions I should ask them, or, you know, what I should present them. And, you know, me and you, we'll have this conversation like how we're having right now. And I'll tell you, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, you know, based on what you're telling me, it looks like that, you know, a nice pendulum might, you know, look great on that person there. You know, some studs, it looks like the teenager might, you know, want some nice studs to, you know, either going to college or something for, and he just graduated for a nice graduation present. You know, when you see people coming in with kids or teenager, you know, hey, you know, plant those buds. You know, some graduation present coming up. You see some nice studs will look good in your ear, young man. You know, things like that, and getting people to smile and saying those type of things, it's going to stick with them because they know that they have been personally recognized by someone of your stature. Right? And that's going to make them feel good. So they're going to remember that, and they're going to remember you, and they're buying you. They're not just going to be buying just the name of your store and you changing the name. They're buying you. So build that relationship there. Build that with me and RDI Diamonds. I'll help you educate your customers on RDI Diamonds and show you how to show the cuts, the clarity, you know, how the diamonds, you know, are colorless and have very little inclusions and so forth in there. So when you're talking that type of talk to your customers, you're not overwhelming them or shaming them, but you're just giving them some good pointers so they can see the value in the product of RDI Diamonds. Does that sound good? Okay, so let's move forward. I want to move forward. You sound like you want to move forward. I want to move forward. I want to make you some money, and you got some clientele to start getting up. And to be honest with you, you need to start gearing up for retirement too. you've been working too hard.
Well, yeah, that's true. And but I do want to say one thing. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I opened this storefront 14 years ago. Not one bank would loan me a dime.
Ouch.
I opened this store up with $500 in my pocket. 14 years later, I'm doing pretty well. I can't complain at all. Life's good. And
you
life
know,
has been good.
That sounds so amazing. And you know what? I can actually see that in you. I can hear it in you because I've also witnessed another success story. The owner of RDI Diamonds, Mike Indigado, he also opened up his RDI Diamonds, you know, some time ago, and the company was based out of his home and garage. It grew extensively, and it is, you know, at a $500 million-plus, and there's different locations. He goes to all types of, you know, showcase in front. His name is known throughout the diamond industry, and it rings bells. So, again, I see, you know, what you have done, and I witnessed it myself on different ends. So I definitely take my hat off to you and my boss.
And before I opened this store, I built a state-of-the-art shop in my backyard.
Wow.
And me, my son, and one other jeweler serviced 17 stores.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
Mike
we
and
had
his
the
whole
time,
family
we had the
there.
Time, we had the time of our life.
Wow.
Because, you know what? We didn't actually have to be there.
right. And it's family.
We go golfing, we go fishing, we go do whatever we want, come back, eat dinner, 10 o'clock, let's go to work. We work till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, get the work done, ship it out.
And it felt good, right? And it feels good, and to live that lifestyle and know that you've done that and you and your name stands out. So let's get some more money back in your pocket so then you can finish strong. All right, let's not plateau out and just, you know, we're coasting. Go out with a bang. All right. So
you know what I'm doing now?
Yeah.
I'm flipping houses.
No, I've
on
been
the, on the side.
Yeah,
that's my side thing.
I know all about that too. You know, you got your drywall and electrical, and you're gutting things out, and you know you're working with home equity line of credits, HELOC loans, and you know you're looking at appraised value. So I'm
66 years old.
I hear you. But listen, I would love to talk to you. I mean, you're amazing. What I will do is I'm gonna set an appointment for you for next week for us to you know touch base again. I got your email address at jwlydoc@jrplee.com. That's correct, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna make sure I send all my information in. Make sure you fill all that stuff out. Okay. Now, as far as for me getting you something, like I said, I want to get you something overnight today, at least to look at it and be like, wow, all right, this works. I mean, you know what? I'm going to try this. I got some really amazing ovals and some marquises, you know, 1 carat, 1.5 carat, maybe a 2. You know, why don't you get something, get some earrings or get some studs, you know, just to throw it in a showcase, put it on a side-by-side, have it displayed out. And, you know, everybody that comes in, everybody, not just one person, I mean everybody, hey, look, point it out, RDA Diamonds, make a sign or something for it, new product, new line, listen, let me explain what this is, and, you know, start building some rapport with these customers coming in. So can I get something to you?
Not today.
Get something to you? Because we need to get something to you before, you know, obviously,
well,
it's coming up.
I understand, but I don't deal well with pressure.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you see how I'm working. I'm sure you haven't had a conversation like this in years.
You know, you're probably right, because usually I'll just tell everybody, hey, I got to get off the phone. I got to go to work. I got jobs to do. I got sales to make. So
I build you. It looks like I just earned your trust, my friend. And I can actually say that now.
Maybe, or I'm just being nice.
I think you like what I had to say. All right, so let's go to Plan B, Alan. All right, we're going to go to Plan B, since Plan A is I can't get you something right now today and have you look at it. So, again, the
goal is to
make
money. Well, I've been down
that
road.
This road is different. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that this road now is different, okay? Sometimes you can be down that road and it's gravel, but guess what? Technology come out, and guess what? The same road, what they do? They paved it now. So now it's a nice road, all right? So you're not bumping and hitting those bumps anymore. So you got a nice paved road, even though you went down the same road, all right? So we're going to overcome these objections. We can't go ahead and keep, you know, and you know the expression, crying over spilled milk, right?
Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, she sounds like a doll.
Yeah,
like I said,
she's buying a lot of Bulova watches from me.
Oh, nice. Well, see, you got her coming in, and I'm sure you probably looked and see what's in her earrings and what's on her wrists and around her neck, and know who's in her family. You could have had, you know, some pieces from us in there and saying, hey, look, these are some RDI diamonds here and jewelry. What you need? So
I could have been out here selling her a 2 carat that I already have in stock, too.
what if you got some a different one? So if you got that 1, 2 carat, what shape is it?
Man, I've got, you wouldn't believe the large diamonds I have.
Tell me.
I mean, I've got carat and a half rounds. I've got carat and a half marquees. I've got radiance. I mean, I've got 1 3-carat round that's a nice stone. I've got the stones. It's just a matter of having the right clientele to sell to.
Okay, so...
And I think that comes back to me changing our name. But I've got to get my son and wife on board to do that.
Okay, so let's
technically, I don't. I am the owner, sole owner. But I like to make them part of the business. Just like I want to buy a laser machine. But my son says, Dad, why spend the money? We can do it right here.
Yeah.
Well, a laser machine will make things quicker.
I know. But, you know, I say that, you know, you got some 1.5s. Maybe you need some 1-carats. Maybe you need some 2-carats. You know, if you got the same product, then you just told me 1.5, that's all I was hearing. I didn't hear anything different. So if you got the
different.
Right, but I mean, okay, so if whatever you don't have, I want you to think about it. That's what I want you to do. This is your homework. You know what? Now you got a homework assignment. I'm taking you back to school, Alan. You're gonna fill out my paperwork, send that back at me, so I can have your credit and all that stuff done, so I can memo you. All right. Your second homework assignment. You're gonna look at your inventory, and you're gonna look at and pick out 2 things that you do not have. But you want to give yourself a project. So I'm giving you a project to sell. I'm going to put your 48 years of experience to the test, and I want you to pick out 2 definitely doable projects for yourself to sell, and I'm going to see how you do on those. So I need my paperwork in by – We'll say by Friday, okay? So at least I got my paperwork by Friday. You got the weekend to figure out what you need to do as far as these 2 projects that I can send you. And then Monday, I'm going to call you on Monday, and we're going to have an overnight memo order to you on those 2 projects that you picked out yourself. And then I'll let you sit on those until you sell those. All right, I want you to really put some effort into it. That's your homework assignment, and I want to see how you can do, because if you push yourself and you get this done, then that shows me that you're serious and that you really want to go out with this bang and you really want to make money. But we got to start somewhere, and we can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but. You know, money talks and you know it walks, right?
Yep.
All right, so that's your homework, all right? Is that agreed?
I'll see what I can do.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it. You sound like a man of your words, all right? So that means Friday I should have paperwork. Monday you should have 2 pieces for me to be memoing to you, so you can be receiving those by Tuesday, all right? It was a pleasure speaking with you, Alan. I am now your diamond guy. Welcome to the RDI. All right, speak with you on Monday.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.